Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming to my talk on using bias bits to test Qemu's ACPI and SMBias implementation. My talk is going to be structured around these 4 points. First, we're going to discuss what's bias bits and why we're using bias bits to test Qemu. And then I'll be talking about some of the implementation choices of my test framework. And then I'll describe the test framework itself. And then I'll give a brief overview, depending on how much time I have, on the changes that I made in bias bits to get everything working together. So what's bias bits? It's actually a software written by Josh Triplett. He wrote this software after he left Google. And the software had actually a real life usefulness in the sense that the BIOS developers and Intel, they used it to test their BIOS implementations on real physical hardware boxes. And what this software comprises of is that it you can exercise ACPI and SMBias objects from in the BIOS directly from a grub environment. And even though it's a grub environment, it also has Python built into it. So you don't have to write tests using Bashish, which is grub's native scripting language. You can write all your tests using Python. And all of this is executed from ring zero. So there is no need to actually go from ring three to ring zero to execute your tests, et cetera. All of the components, that is grub, Python, ACPI CA, which is what bias bits uses to execute ACPI components, all of these comes together in the form of a bootable ISO, which is then used to boot actual physical box or virtual machine in our case. So this is what it looks like. In the most simplest form, you just run Qemu KVM. Using the bits ISO, and it spawns a virtual machine. It executes a bunch of tests, and then generates the logs, and it pushes the log out of the virtual machine. I'll describe that a little bit later, and then it shuts down the VM. So why use bias bits for testing? Well, first of all, like I said, all the tests you can write using Python in a pre-operating system environment. And so that means that we don't have to go through the OS to execute bias components, but we can directly execute ACPI from the grub environment itself. And it has already ACPI CA built in so that we can directly execute ACPI methods. And the current test framework that we have in Qemu is basically it what it does is it spawns a VM, it extracts the BIOS, the ACPI tables from the virtual machine's memory, and then compares those tables with some golden master blobs that is already checked into Qemu repository, and then it compares the golden master blobs with the actual table, which is what Qemu is using, and then if there is a difference between the two, it throws an error. So the main idea is that any time we're making changes into Qemu that affects ACPI or SMBias tables, we can go through, inspect the changes, and we can make sure that the changes are not breaking anything. But what we don't have is an ability to actually execute the tables from a running VM. And using bias bits gives us the ability to execute the tables. So that's the main advantage of using bias bits. So let's discuss some of the implementation choice of the test framework. So bias bits is a software in itself. So it has its own repository. And then we have the Qemu repository. And these two repositories In the Kimu repository, we have all the changes that basically decide the ACPI implementation. And BiasBits repository has all the BiasBits specific stuff, like all the build scripts, all its internal logic. And the two things are kind of separate. And adding to the complication is the fact that BiasBits has, so Josh gave up developing on BiasBits around circa 2017. And any effort that I made to reach out to him failed, so he didn't respond to my queries. So we couldn't actually directly use the BiasBits upstream. So what we had to do is we had to fork the upstream BiasBits software and put it in GitLab under the Kimu project, and then make changes to it. And those changes involved a lot of build fixes. So BiasBits turns out to be something that is not buildable under the New York compiler and toolchain because nobody has been maintaining it. So we had to make a lot of changes to make BiasBits just build. And then a lot of fixes to get all the parts of the test framework working together, which I'll describe a little bit later. And then we have the Kimu repository that has potentially the changes that affect the tables. And so the people who are actually making changes to the ACPI implementation in Kimu, they care about the Kimu repository. They don't know or understand the BiasBits repository. So now we have to decide how these two repositories are going to work together, right? So one of the questions is, so do we make BiasBits repository as a module of the Kimu repository? And turned out to, there has been a lot of discussions upstream on that. And it turns out that people really hate submodules because of a multitude of reasons. And you can actually look into this thread upstream. And it has a lot of interesting discussion as to why we don't want to have another submodule. So how do we keep the two repositories in sync with each other is an interesting question. And then from developer's point of view, whoever is making changes to, say, ACPI implementation in Kimu, do we make them go back and forth between the two repositories? Say, for example, they make a change in Kimu that affect the tables, and they want to write a test for it. So do they go to the BiasBits repository, make the change, build BiasBits into an ISO, come back to the Kimu repository, point the test to the new ISO, run the test, oh, something doesn't work and fail. Okay, let's go back to the BiasBits repository, make changes, come back to the Kimu repository, and go back and forth. That's kind of complicated, and it developers don't like to do that because they don't really care about BiasBits. They just want to test, they want to add a test to exercise their changes. Right, so the another orthogonal question is, what kind of test framework do we use to write the BiasBits tests? Do we use Qtest framework, or do we use something else like the integration Avogadro test framework? Now, the existing test that I just described before that compares the blobs, it's called BiasTables test. And it's actually a Qtest framework. And people are familiar with that framework, right? Because anytime people make changes to ACPI implementation, that's the test that fails because it compares tables blobs and it right away fails saying that you have these new changes in the tables. You better have a look at it, right? So there are people actually understand how BiasTables test work. But do we have So do we use the Qtest framework then? The problem with that is that Qtest framework is really not written for something like spawning a VM, managing all the issues of VM management, collecting the logs, dealing with errors, and then shutting down the VM, etc. Right? So I started writing a Qtest for BiasBits, and then I realized that it's not really suitable. So I started then looking into writing a new Python-based test framework for just doing the VM management and then using BiasBits with it. And then finally, when I proposed that upstream, then somebody pointed me to the Avogadro framework, and I looked at it, and it was right away, Avogadro framework already had all the libraries that deal with VM management. And all I had to do was just focus on the BIOSBITS part and develop that part. So Avogadro test framework kind of really nicely fit into what we really wanted to do and what was available already without doing any new development. So finally, we went with the Avogadro test framework. But then the question is, how do we make people familiar with how to run Avogadro tests? Because not all people are familiar with this test framework. Not all people run integration tests, right? So then we decided that, okay, how about we write a documentation for BIOSBITS test? And that's what we did. So Kimu repository has documentation to how to run a few simple commands to execute the test framework. So I just described all this stuff. So let's describe what the test framework is all about. Now, before, I'll just skip a couple of slides, and I'll show you the diagram here. So like I said, there are two repositories. There is one Kimu repository, and there is one BIOSBITS repository, right? So in BIOSBITS repository, we want to maintain everything that's related to BIOSBITS, and nothing related to Kimu or SCPI, testing SCPI, right? So the way we did it is that in the fork, which is residing right here, we have all these branches in there. Now, the Kimu bits branch is the one that where we have made all the changes specific to using BIOSBITS for Kimu. And so there we have a gitli CI job, which is basically a bash script that runs that builds BIOSBITS. And as a part of this CI job, so every time you commit any change to BIOSBITS repository, this CI job gets triggered, and it will generate a bunch of build artifacts, which are nothing but like pre-built binaries for things like grub, Python, SCPI, CA, etc. And then all these build artifacts are pushed in a well-defined location. Right, there is a URL for it, and you can just go and download those artifacts. And so in the Kimu repository, what we do is we maintain the actual tests that exercises SCPI and SM bias tables. So the actual tests are here in this location that are run from within the BIOSBITS environment. And then there is a main driver to put all these things together. And this is the main Avogadro test, acpi-bits.py, right? So when you are running the BIOSBITS SCPI SM bias test, you need to run this guy, right? And what this guy does is that it pulls in these changes, these test scripts, where you have potentially added new changes for your stuff that has gone in Kimu for SCPI. And then it pulls in these build artifacts. And together, it generates an ISO here, right? And then with this ISO, it spawns a Kimu VM, and it runs the tests. Once the test is running, it collects the logs. The logs are pushed out into outside the virtual machine into a well-defined location. This test script then analyzes the logs. And then it says whether it failed or passed, depending on how many tests it ran, whether, it looks for certain patterns and says, okay, this test failed or what have you, right? So basically, this mechanism does two things. First of all, you don't need to go back and forth between the two repositories. Everything that is BIOSBITS specific resides here. And if you're not concerned with BIOSBITS, or if you don't care about how it is built or what changes are in there, you don't need to touch this repository. All you need to do is just remain here, right? So every time you make changes to SCPI implementation, you add corresponding test code in here, and then you run this guy. This guy will pull in your changes, use the existing artifacts, and you run your test. Now, after it runs your test, this has some verbose mode where it puts out more information in case there is a failure. So you can analyze the failure, make changes to these test scripts, and again rerun this guy. So the advantage is that you are actually not you're already within the Kimo repository in your workspace. You're not going back and forth between the two. And then because pre-built artifacts are being used, generation of this ISO is a lot easier because you just these things need not be built. They're already built for you by this CI job. It all you need to do is put these test scripts together with this guy and generate the ISO, right? So this is what I just described all these points here. So let's look at the advantages, which I briefly described. So no need to use submodules. There are pre-built artifacts, makes it a lot easier. And then if you need to make changes to the bias table, to bias bits, you make the changes, build new artifacts, and you point the main test to the new artifacts, right? And the other advantage is that when you release Kimo in tarballs, that tarball does not have any bias bit specific binaries, right? They're completely mented outside of the Kimo repository, so they're completely separate, and you don't need to release Kimo with any bias bits artifacts. The disadvantage is that because we're using pre-built binaries, therefore we are very architecture specific. So right now it only supports 64-bit x86, and it does not support any other platforms. And supporting other platforms is kind of non-trivial because you need to make sure bias bits can actually build for those platforms, right? And bias bits was never tested on platforms other than x86. So it's a non-trivial work anyway, right? And then there is tool dependencies to build the ISO, and the environment where you're running the test should have those tools available. So let's look at the overview of the changes that are in the BiasBits fork. So like I said, BiasBits was never maintained after 2017, so I had to make numerous changes to make BiasBits build with the latest toolchain and compiler, and changes were across all these guys. And I had to also upgrade ACPICA because ACPICA is the main driver that knows about various tables. And if you don't upgrade ACPICA, you cannot write tests that uses the newer tables. So I had to upgrade ACPICA. I had to find a mechanism to push the logs out so that the test framework can analyze the logs. I had to make sure that the console logs are available. And one other thing is that the Python that runs from within the BiasBits VM is still Python 2.7 and not 3, because upgrading Python is non-trivial work. And since it is a very closed environment, very controlled environment, I didn't see the value of upgrading Python in that environment. So it is still running Python 2, whereas everything else in Kimo is Python 3. These are some of the useful resources, and you can have a look at those resources. This includes things like the Josh's presentation slides and his talk on BiasBit itself, which is a lot more details than what I described about BiasBits in this talk. And then the details about the test framework itself, the fork that we maintain here, etc. So the last but not the least is, before I talk about demo, is that I would really like to thank these guys. Igor is originally proposed the idea of using BiasBits for exercising Kimo's SCPI tables, and so I'm grateful for that. Then all these other guys, they gave various useful feedback throughout the process while I was submitting patches upstream. And I'm grateful to all the reviewers of my patch sets and the entire upstream Kimo community for help. Lastly, If you really want to see a demo, there is no time for this in this presentation, but you can click on this link, and there is a video that describes a lot more details on actually how to run the test and all the scripts within the repository. So thank you so much. And now I can take questions if you have. Yes.
What do you mean by Python? I mean, what is that Python? It's just it's a copy paste of the built C Python, or
No. It's Python is built. The interpreter is built from source, within BiaseBits. It's actually the Python is built from source. So Python 2.7 is the one that BiaseBits uses, and it builds everything because it has to build the extensions, right? So that it can integrate with Grub. So from Grub, you can actually run, you can say py, and then you can run a Python script, right? So all that happened because it was built from source with integration with Grub. The only problem is that it's a Python 2.7, and I didn't see the value upgrading it to 3, but you can actually run a whole Python script, and that's how all the tests work, because they're all running from Grub. But they're full-fledged Python 2.7 scripts.
So it's a full-fledged one, not only certain APIs that you can use?
No, it's a full Python. Any other questions? Thanks.